In the previous video, I specifically said that I will update you when I find the memorandum or the executive order of that document from Banco Central ng Pilipinas stating that, you know, foreign loans problem is what I call it. And I couldn't find any. I've been scouring the internet for about a week and I cannot find anything pertaining to that statement. So I went to Cebulan Masters. I fortunately met Miss Kate and I asked her, I said, "Miss Kate, I couldn't find that thing that you said, and can you email me any document, you know, whatever reference you have in support of that statement?" And she said that she doesn't have it. It was only a statement released by BSP, possibly through the bank. No official statement, I think. This is all a speculation. Maybe because of the hit they took because of the, you know, countless loans and countless foreigners that backed out during the time or during the amortization period. So there's that. And by the way, I also emailed, who did I email? BSP Mail. I said, "Hello, I am writing this email after speaking with the accounts management personnel of Cebulan Masters Inc., one of the top developers in Vismin. She said that there's a new BSP rule saying that foreigners, even those former Filipinos, have even more limited options when it comes to borrowing money from banks since 2020. As an example, she told my Singaporean clients that they can only borrow from BDO, provided that the interest rate will now be 11%, which puts me, an accredited real estate salesperson, in a tough position, of course, you know, considering that we have been marketing to everyone who has the capacity to invest in the Philippine real estate market and telling them how easy it is to get a property here with the help of our banks." True, right? It's true. "May I ask further clarification on this matter? I cannot find any document or any pertinent document or web page online that says this. Hoping you could enlighten me on this. Kind regards, LD." The day after, BSP replied, and they, I was CC'd on the email, and they sent that reply to ODG, Financial Supervision Sector of Banco Central ng Pilipinas. "We respectfully refer to your office the email message below. Based on initial assessment, the concern falls within your office's functions or mandate. Please communicate directly with the sender regarding the concern. Should this matter fall outside your purview, kindly inform the web services staff via BSP mail for proper endorsement to the appropriate office/department. Please copy furnish BSP mail on any action regarding this request." No reply. No update yet. It has been 4 days since that message. And I haven't received any reply regarding that thing. So until then, I'm gonna keep you on hold. And I'm gonna, you know, regularly update you whatever happens with that concern. Anyway, what did I do this week? I celebrated my birthday. I visited Mivasa Garden Residences. I visited Tierra Nava Karkar. And I hosted an event that was sponsored by my school. I recently am a graduate of Bachelor of Science in Real Estate Management from the Lyceum of Alabang, powered by... Okay, so this course was powered by BBSI, Business Broker Spaces Incorporated. Yes, there is an arrangement that an external provider can use the school in order to provide for certain courses. So that's what we did. It purely online. The course was from Lyceum of Alabang, LOA, Lyceum of Alabang, there in Metro Manila. And most of my classmates or most of my batchmates are outside of Manila, specifically here in Cebu. So I hosted that event last Friday, June 17th, It was a blast. That was my first big hosting event, I think, since college. So, good thing I'm still a natural about it. Vlogging certainly helped, you know, boost my confidence. Thank you, YouTube, for this. Thank you to my watchers, to my viewers, for always being there for me. And then the day before that, we went to Tierra Nava Karkar. So this was on June 16. I brought up with me the girlfriend of the son of the owner, because they wanted to assume the unit by their parents. Their parents cannot come to Cebu. They're from outside Cebu. And since they do want to assume the unit, they wanted to see the unit first. So that's what we did. And they liked it. They liked it. So maybe in a couple of days, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make the process seamless, the assume process seamless, the transition super, super seamless. And then the day before that, on a Wednesday, we went to Mivesa Garden Residences to view the unit that was inquired by a cousin of my future sister-in-law. And then while we went there, she decided to go another route, which was she chose the Casamira Towers Mandaue, a studio with balcony. It was a good week. A very, very productive week. And then it was also my birthday last Saturday. So that's that. And what else? I think that's it. That's what happened to me this week. Okay, so I'm gonna update you for the next, you know, for the reply of BSP. See you in the next video. Bye.